future is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. The day today is the 20th of October 2017. We currently have Bitcoin trading at $5,975, Ethereum at $308, Ripple at 21 cents, Litecoin at $59, and Dash at $293. I want to say once again, big thanks to everyone that's followed us on Twitter, retweeted our tweets, and spread the good word of our podcast. With that in mind, let's get on with the next part of the show.
Crypto Newsflash.
Bitcoin steady as analysts predict $25,000 target. In a week when Bitcoin flirted with the $6,000 mark, the cryptocurrency stayed steady for most of yesterday and today. As of writing, it was trading at around $5,975, up around 4.5% since the start of the day. In the last year, Bitcoin's price has skyrocketed by 796%. This year, it is up 466% and blew past the $5,000 mark last week, and it's on the point of the $6,000 mark soon. Now an analyst is predicting that one Bitcoin will be equal to $25,000 within the next 5 years. In an interview with Business Insider, Fundstract Global Advisor co-founder Tom Lee laid out two reasons for his prediction. First, Lee claims that Bitcoin price has a network effect equivalency. This means that the currency's value will increase by the square of its number of users. In other words, the greater the number of users, the higher Bitcoin's value, according to Tom Lee. 94% of Bitcoin's price movement in the last 4 years can be explained using this model. The second reason for Tom Lee's enthusiasm regarding Bitcoin's price is the prospect of Bitcoin replacing gold as a digital store of value in the future. I think the next generation of young people view Bitcoin as their store of value, he said, referring to millennials as a key demographic that will propel Bitcoin's value higher. Lee estimated the Bitcoin price point based on gold's current global view. According to him, the current market for gold is worth $9 trillion. Assuming a 5% overall asset allocation from this demographic goes to digital currencies, helped Lee come up with $25,000 price point. During his interview, Lee did not discuss how a limited Bitcoin supply might affect the currency's value. His calculations also hinge on the currency becoming an alternative store of value to gold. Lee might be bullish about the prospect, but Goldman Sachs is bearish about it. We think not. Gold wins over the cryptocurrencies the majority of the key characteristics of money, analyst at the investment bank wrote. According to them, gold can be stored safely as compared to Bitcoin, which may be vulnerable to hacks. What's more, the shiny metal has less competition versus Bitcoin, which is rapidly profiling cryptocurrency ecosystems as competition. The next story today, what comes after the crypto bubble? Pindar, the director of strategy in the office of the chief technology officer at security firm Germantle. In his opinion, Pindar argues that the recent token craze is a blip and that blockchain technology remains the most important in the long term than any currency. There were 30 initial coin offering ICOs in July, each launching new cryptocurrencies. Then in August, there were more than 50, with marketing and investors ranging from Floyd Mayweather to Paris Hilton. Now, part of this mania is based on the speculation, but it's also not clear that we're departing from the fundamental assumption of what a cryptocurrency originally is, a scarce digital commodity where the value derives from that scarcity. Select winners. Simply put, if more than 100 new sources of this digital commodity have been launched this summer, the entire concept of scarcity and therefore value begins to erode. In fact, many of these new cryptocurrencies will need to fail in order to maintain the viability of the best known currencies, Bitcoin and Ether. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap, has been around for 2 years, so it's relatively known to the known quantity. Most of the recent ICOs are based on the ERC20 Ethereum token, and the primary purchasing mechanism for new cryptocurrencies has been Ether, the currency of the Ethereum network. Therefore, an investor often needs to buy Ether in order to buy into any of the new ICOs. But the crypto bubble is lesser known currencies will pop out at some point, leaving people in a bad spot. Even so, in core technology behind it, blockchain will provide value as a hidden infrastructure underlying future applications. A small number of currencies, like Bitcoin and Ethereum and other utility tokens, where genuine value is created, will remain viable over the long term, although not necessarily at the current prices. The fundamental premise of cryptocurrencies, if it's not a scarce digital commodity, is that it is a token that allows access to utility service. One of the few valid tokens that has been launched recently is IOTA, which is targeted at the Internet of Things market. However, it's hard to justify building an IoT application using IOTA when surging price token prices mean the cost of doing business on the blockchain doubles in 7 days or increases by 500% in the course of a month, as it's done recently. While IOTA has a strong long-term future, the ability to use it for an IoT applications depends upon removal of the speculation-driven volatility. This shows the disconnect between the value proposition of utility tokens and the trading prices. Tokenless blockchains. This is also a reminder that it's essential to separate blockchain technology from cryptocurrencies. It is entirely possible to run a blockchain without cryptocurrencies, as demonstrated by Metronomo, which predates and takes a similar approach to IOTA and uses a subscription payment for nodes publishing to the network. Another example is Coram. JP Morgan Chase's permissionized, minimally forked Ethereum network designed to promote private transactions for the enterprise. So even though a blockchain can be very useful for securing distributed systems and businesses, it does not justify the fundamentals of any cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, altcoin, exchange, Bittrex eyed for suspicion due to thousands of mysterious accounts closing. Cointelegraph recently began receiving complaints about the Bittrex exchange disabling users' accounts for no apparent reason. One consistent theme in every complaint we've received is that users have attempted to open tickets and have even sought help in the exchange's Slack, have only to be ignored. One user complained he had 6 Bitcoin in his Bittrex account, worth over $30,000 at today's value, and no longer has access to his funds and receives no answers to his support tickets. Another user comments, "My Bittrex account is disabled for more than 3 days without warning or announcement. Their support is doing nothing at the minute." Another wrote, "Although we submitted tickets about the issue to the support team, they have all but ignored every ticket we have raised." Another user wrote, "Hi, in Iran, more than 3,000 accounts have been deactivated without reason." Another Bittrex customer emailed us saying, "I talked to many users in Telegram groups, and the most affected countries are Syria, India, Iran, Russia, Pakistan, and Turkey. Many of those who've emailed us pointed out they're using verified accounts, suggesting that it isn't KYC AML problems." Wow, I mean, what a story. Imagine that, holding an account with these guys and they just literally close you down. They shut you down. And what can you really do at that stage? Not a lot. Let's get on with the next story. Put 10% of savings in Bitcoin, Mark Cuban tells Vanity Fair adventurers. Investors and entrepreneurs Mark Cuban has upped his cryptocurrency advocacy, telling Vanity Fair readers to put up to 10% of their money into it. In a video guide on getting rich, Cuban produced 9 tips on maximizing potential wealth long term. This is what he said. If you're a true adventurer and you really want to throw the Hail Mary, you might take 10% and put it in Bitcoin or Ethereum, he said. But if you do that, you've got to pretend you've already lost your money. Cuban's own perspective on Bitcoin has undergone a metamorphosis this year, despite considering its prices is a bubble. The billionaire subsequently invested in both an ICO and a dedicated cryptocurrency hedge fund. While some skeptics remain, Cuban's 10% figure is still higher than that advised by fellow investor Fred Wilson, who last week suggested a maximum of 3-5% crypto holdings for the average investor. Well, you got it there, guys. Coming from Mark Cuban himself, the man playing most of the cryptocurrencies and the ICOs out there. I believe Mercury Protocol is backed by him and his trusted advisor. So that's another one. I believe we spoke that on yesterday's show. Let's get on to Top Twitter Tweet of the Day.
Top Twitter Tweet of the Day.
All right. News just hot in, guys. I'm really happy I got to announce it at this section of the show. Trace Mayer, and he's a prominent Bitcoin speaker, so go check him out on YouTube. You can follow him on Twitter, at Trace Mayer. He said, Bitcoin just passed $100 billion market cap and $6,000 per Bitcoin. And to think the potential is so many more zeros at the end of each. Oh, man, I love that. I love that. That's great. I recommend you guys go check that out. It's a funny GIF at the end of that. It was some guy kind of looking shocked like he's seen a ghost. And the caption is, that's today, question mark? I love that. I love that. I love that. The second tweet is from Joseph Young, and you can go follow him at I am Joseph Young. And this is a tweet. Prominent VC, 1 year ago, Wall Street dismissed Bitcoin. Today, investors are upset that they have missed it. Massive increase in demand. I love that. He's pointing out, and he also does a case study there about what's going on. And it's from an analyst on Wall Street who's basically going in and talking about the sector of cryptocurrencies. And he's talking about the fact the banks kind of, you know, always pushed it off. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And now the investors are like, listen, we're worried about it. We're not in this. It's up 466% this year. So far, by the way, we could probably see another 40% by the end of play this year. What's going on? Get us in. You've only made us, what, 2% minus your fees? What a joke. Anyway, let's move into the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right, so this part of the show, we're going to be going over Spectre, which is an up-and-coming ICO. I'm super happy to be announcing Spectre. Myself and one of the co-founders of SVK Crypto, Shane Kehoe, went to go meet with the CEO over there, and he's a real cool guy. I believe his background is Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. I believe he was a director of research over there. So he's a super, super smart guy. And what they're basically looking to do is they're a trading platform that enables users to bet on the direction of financial assets using cryptocurrencies. So it's similar to a gambling platform, except the underlying asset are traditional asset classes like FX and options. And that would be binary options, just to clarify for anyone who wasn't sure. They're basically a decentralized brokerage. So the brokerage won't be running a B book or an A book. And if you're not really too familiar with that, that's not a problem. It's just something the brokerages do in the UK and around the world, is they take the other side of the trade. But that's another subject for another day. More about them. So they've got two tokens coming out. They've got the SPECD, which is their dividend token, and that's probably classed as more of a security. They have the SPECU, which is the utility token. So the hard cap is $30 million. The public crowd sale ICO contributes around 50% of total token supply if hard cap is reached. Conversion rate, 1 Ethereum to 2,000 SPECD or SPECU tokens. Okay, so the current price of Ethereum is currently around 308. So what are we looking at per token here? We're looking at around 15 cents, 15 and a half cents. So I like that price, pretty cool price. Pre-sale whitelist, pre-sale open for registration, so please go and register. You can go and visit them at www.spectre.ai. Crowd sale dealt, pre-sale from October 27th to November 5th, 2017. We also have the public sale from November 17th to December 10th. Okay, so that's very important. So if you guys want to get involved in the pre-sale stage and you want that 33% discount, please get in touch with myself. You can tweet me at svk_crypto or send me an email at cstory@svkcrypto.com. Any other questions, guys, please feel free to get in touch. It's been emotional. I'm going to wrap it up for the weekend. I'll be back to you on Monday. Have a great one. I look forward to speaking then. Bye.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.